When Tony Ortega talks about his art with museum visitors, he sometimes asks them to choose their favorite, especially when those visitors are young.
Now you pick one. Which one do you like?
This one.
I like this one.
I like this one.
Well, you can only do one at a time, so let's do one. Pick one.
This one.
All these boys have parents who are immigrants from Mexico. In Ortega's exhibit at the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art, they see plenty of familiar images. Ortega, who works in charcoal, silkscreen, and colored etchings, has drawn a maid tidying a hotel bed, a carpenter hammering a roof. This series of sketches leads to this conversation.
What kind of work do your parents do?
The same thing of the painting. My dad makes bread and my mom cleans houses.
Yeah, my grandmother who raised me cleaned houses also.
Ortega says his grandmother encouraged him to go to college, the first in his family to do that. And her efforts to support the family helped him view laborers, especially immigrant workers, with a sympathetic eye.
What I'm trying to do with the work is try to make an invisible part of the population, people who take care of our kids, who clean our streets and our houses, who pick our crops, try to make them more visible, make major contributions, but they're in the shadows.
Art can help bring them out of the shadows, according to Rich Lopez, a Denver attorney touring the exhibit.
I've been a fan of Tony Ortega for many years. He's captured the essence of the Chicano Mexican American experience in his art for years and years, and his colors and images are quite memorable. The mechanic looks like my cousin.
Images like that mechanic have earned Ortega a showing in galleries and museums throughout the United States. He's also become a sought-after teacher at Denver's Regis University and through visiting artist programs. Ortega recalls a recent project in which children helped him create a wall-sized mural about their neighborhood.
One little boy, at the end of the week, he says, have we learned all the techniques that you can learn about painting? And I says, well, there just isn't enough time in a week. And he says, well, I want to learn those.
At the museum exhibit, Ortega asked the boys which picture to talk about next. They choose one full of electric, bright, scribbled images. Superimposed on those is the outline of a famous cartoon mouse, not Mickey.
Oh, the one with the Speedy.
That's Speedy. Yeah.
Quick, quick. I like that picture.
I like a Speedy.
Why would I put Speedy Gonzalez?
Because he's famous.
Because Mexican mouse and he's really, really fast. Really
they talk
fast.
About how Speedy saves other mice from Sylvester the cat.
So to me, Speedy's like, you know, he's always helping the Mexicans. He's always, you know, saving his buddies against the gringo gato, right? Sylvester, right? Because Sylvester wants to eat him, right?
Of course, yeah. Sylvester.
Then Ortega points out that behind the ghostly outline of Speedy is a man who carries water buckets suspended from a wooden yoke across his shoulders. The man's legs look long and narrow, while his arms, draped over the yoke, stretch wide.
So why would I put, what is this guy doing? Is he like a Christ figure?
Yeah.
The boys study Ortega's image of a laborer as a martyr and discuss how hard work and sacrifice do not necessarily guarantee a warm welcome in America. There is more religious imagery in another piece on display.
Okay, what about the one next to it?
Oh, that's pretty.
It's an image of the Statue of Liberty, but not the green-robed Liberty with her proud green face. Ortega's Liberty wears the blue robes of Mexico's beloved Virgin of Guadalupe, and her brown face looks kind.
Okay, why would I put the Statue of Liberty and the Virgen de Guadalupe together? Why do you guys think an artist would want to put those two images together?
They look alike.
They look alike.
Because, like, for right here, people here in America, they have the Statue of Liberty, and, like, in Mexico, lots of people praise, like, the Virgen.
The boys praise Ortega's exhibit. For some, this is a first visit ever to an art museum.
The Statue of Liberty and La Virgen. It's like, wow.
People, Mexican people, and the painting that he does, they're all awesome.
Never give up. Follow your dreams.
Because he showed me how life could be for Mexicans, and that sometimes it could be sad, but sometimes it could have a great life.
For his work inspiring people to see the beauty and challenges of hidden lives, Tony Ortega has been honored with the Colorado Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts. His exhibit at the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art is called Mi Frontera es Su Frontera. It means my border is your border. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Boulder.